Greetings and good morning, Western Colorado. Thanks for listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. It's 8 o'clock, and here's your local newscast for Wednesday, June 5th. Montrose County is closing a county road near Crawford for a few months each year. The county hopes the closure will protect the Gunnison sage grouse by preserving six courtship and mating areas for the bird. Commissioners David White, Gary Ellis, and Ron Henderson passed a resolution closing County Road C-77 from March 15th to May 15th each year. The commissioners are worried the birds will be disturbed by people who collect antlers for souvenirs. According to the Montrose Daily Press, the road does not provide direct access to any homes and receives no winter maintenance from the county. The road closure online only applies to motorized vehicles and traffic. The resolution must be reauthorized every year. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has proposed listing the Gunnison sage grouse under the Endangered Species Act. A decision on that is not expected before the end of September. Montrose County opposes the proposed listing. Officials contend an accompanying critical habitat designation of 1.7 million acres could devastate the local economy. They hope the road closure can help stave off federal intervention. The Gunnison sage grouse is found in parts of Montrose, Gunnison, Hinsdale, Sawatch, Delta, Dolores, San Miguel, Mesa, and Montezuma counties in Colorado. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that a man who helped lead illegal hunts of mountain lions in western Colorado and Utah for high-paying clients, in some cases involving wounded animals, was sentenced Monday in Denver federal court to serve 3 years probation. Marvin Ellis of Grand Junction was ordered by U.S. District Judge Philip Brimmer to serve 6 months of home detention and pay a $3,000 fine stemming from his March 27, 2012 guilty plea to conspiracy to violate the Lacey Act. The Lacey Act, among other provisions, prohibits moving big game across state lines when a violation of law has occurred in the originating state where a kill occurs. And also from the Daily Sentinel, a Hotchkiss man faces a maximum of 20 years in prison after pleading guilty to federal charges involving the theft of numerous firearms, including an automatic assault rifle, from an Eagle County Sheriff's Department detective last year. Keaton Bell pleaded guilty last week to separate charges of possession of stolen firearms and possession of a machine gun before U.S. District Judge John Kane in Denver, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. The theft was reported in early November and a warrant issued for Bell's arrest. Bell faces a maximum 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine for each count to which he pleaded guilty. He's scheduled for sentencing on August 22nd. The Denver Post reports that a tree fell into power lines and started the Bluebell fire near Conifer. A 48-foot tree came into contact with the power lines and it caught fire, according to officials from the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department. Better weather, a cloudy, cooler day with little wind, helped 140 firefighters west of Denver as they fought the blaze. The fire erupted Monday afternoon, threatening 100 homes and burning up to 10 acres. No homes were lost. The fire is fully contained, but still burning within the perimeter, fire officials said at a Tuesday afternoon briefing of residents at Conifer High School. Evacuations were ordered Monday for a four-mile radius around the fire, with emergency notifications sent to 9,900 phone numbers. The evacuation boundaries were U.S. 285 on the south, Buffalo Park Road on the north, County Road 73 on the east, and the Jefferson County line on the west. All evacuations were lifted as of 8 p.m. on Tuesday. And that concludes your daily newscast for Wednesday. I'm Eric Gould for KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio. Have a great hump day, everybody, and thanks so much for listening.